men that are willing to and able to get up here and preach the gospel. This fell on my turn. Excuse me. Just bear with me. I may have a few coughs still, but we will get through this. I believe that as Christians living in the United States, we have so much to be grateful for. More things that we can fathom or we can list. Look at the homes we have. And not just the homes. Look at the stuff we have. Look at the stuff we have in our homes, around our homes. Look at the land we have. As we went through this Thanksgiving holiday, look at the food that we seen prepared out for us. Look at the food that we have in this nation that is available to us. And we weep and worry to death that there may be a shortage of that food at some point in time, especially if they don't get this train contract going. Look at the food, all the items that we need to live. Look at the medical attention that we have. Here in just E-Town, how many medical facilities are there? Dental facilities. Not just for that, but physically, mentally. Health aids. Look at what we have access to in this country for health aids. How many in here are not taking some kind of medicine to help out with some kind of ailment? Other countries don't enjoy that. The medicines that we have, the education that we have, libraries everywhere. We can travel throughout this country freely. The parks that we have, the beauties that we have set aside for us to go visit. We have a lot of different sports, TV channels. I remember whenever I lived in Alaska, we had one TV channel. And it was black and white, and you watched whatever was on there. I think there is like over 1,000 TV channels listed on whatever that is that we have today. Probably more than that. But the freedoms that we have here in this country, there are so many people and Christians that are striving to teach and learn in other countries that don't have the freedoms that we have. Many of us have hobbies. I think I probably have 3 different hobbies and stuff. And sometimes when I look at the time and effort I put into those hobbies, I'm ashamed. To me, these hobbies, at least, and when I get up here, I'm preaching to myself. So if I step on someone's toes, I step on someone's toes, but I'm preaching to myself. But do I put those same efforts into the cause of the Lord as I do into the hobbies? Online shopping, we can go online shopping. Don't even have to leave the house anymore. We have the best phone systems and the phones. Look at all the automobiles that we have access to. There's countries that you go to that hardly have any. Many, many are riding bikes to get around. Look at all the different pets that we have. Not only do we have our families, but now we have pets and animals out on the farm. Now, sometimes we have animals out on the farm that are for growing and for food and all that. But I'm talking about pets. Look how much money we spend on pets. Clothes, shoes, hats, jackets. I'd be ashamed to show everybody the amount of clothes that I have at the house. clothes that I may never wear again. Some of it because of this, but you know, some of it because it's just there. We look at ourselves today and we can find ourselves looking and saying, look at what I've got. Look at everything that I have. And I've done well. Look what I've accumulated. And this is an attitude that sees ourselves as a source of strength, source of happiness, prosperity. But it's an attitude that runs against every scriptural teaching. And it's not consistent with the spirit life or spirit-filled life. I'm not saying that we shouldn't be thankful for the things that we have. But let's keep everything in perspective as to what our goal is here on this earth. How much more, just think about Jesus Christ when he was on this earth. How much more do we have that Jesus didn't even have? He was the Son of God. But what did he have that we didn't, that people don't here in the United States? He had the life that he lived, kept himself pure and holy. So are our thoughts that we have today in line with Jesus Christ? Maybe we've just become too accustomed to the blessings that we have. We expect these things. So as we went through this time of Thanksgiving, I pray and hope that our Thanksgiving wasn't just for the things that we have. But as we've seen in the prayers that we've listened to this morning, for the blessings that we have through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our thankfulness that God is who he is. And that's what I want to talk about this morning. Over in Psalm chapter 100, it's only 5 verses long, and I'll read that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of the pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. In verse 3, we see that it says, the Lord is good. It is he that answers prayers. It is he that protects, forgives, and it is he that gives eternal life through his Son. It is the Lord God that says, I will never forsake thee. We may turn our back on God, but he will not turn his back on us. So no matter what goes wrong with your life today, the Lord is still God. No matter what goes right today, the Lord is still God. And we should rejoice in that. He loves you. That's something that you can't take away. No one can take away. He may not love the things you do sometimes, but he loves your soul. And that will never change. No matter who is in the White House, no matter who is in the Kremlin, no matter who's in Buckingham Palace, the Lord is still God. No matter how you feel, you may feel great, you may feel bad, the Lord is still God. But as we talked about this morning, he is in control, and he is always in control. He is sovereign. Nothing gets by him. The question asks, where is God? Nothing gets by him, and nothing takes him by surprise. Also in verse 3, sees that the Lord is the Creator. It is he that made us. We didn't make ourselves. As parents, we may, you know, look at all the little children that we have around here, and we have plenty. Like, oh, I made them. And you had a part in it. But the Lord made us all. As we go through our lives are filled with obligations. Not just to self, to a lot of people, to other things that go on. But our biggest obligation is to God. And if I look at why, it's because he gave me this life on earth. I exist because of God. Nobody's pointing at me. Hold on just a minute. I don't think I turned it on. Well, it'll be a shorter lesson for when you listen to it on the website and stuff. So I'm not going to go back and do it again so that it's on there. Sorry about that. But we were created by God. And the human body is just a marvelous creation. The world itself is a marvelous creation. One of the songs we just sang talks about streams coming out of the mountains. I lived on an island out in the middle of the Aleutian Islands out in Alaska. And there was so much fresh water on that little island. Out there between where the Bering Ocean and the Pacific Ocean met. It was amazing. Just the cleanest, purest, cold water. And it always amazed me at how that can happen. And that was God. In Psalms chapter 139, verse 14... Psalm 139, verse 14 said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. We need to know very well of the marvelous works of God. And that it is only because of him that we exist. Every day that he gives us is a blessing. And you know, one day, he's going to give us the rest of eternity. What a blessing that's going to be. Also in verse 3 of Psalms chapter 100, lets us know that he is our Father. We understand that our Father loves us. We understand that this Heavenly Father hears our prayers. Whenever we pray to him, we have that avenue. And sometimes I don't think we understand the blessing that we have to be able to go to our Creator, straight to him, and talk with him. Many times when we go to pray, we may do it out of habit. We may do it out of repetition, going through the motion, say stuff without thinking. But we need to do it from the heart. When was the last time that we said a prayer just of thanksgiving? thanking the Lord for the things that we have. Our Father looks out for us and protects us and leads us. We are so blessed to have that guidance today of what we should do as we pilgrim through this short life on earth. And it is a short life. A 100 years from now. 150 years from now. Nobody in here is going to be alive. It's a short time. Somebody will be here, God willing, worshiping the Lord in this facility. But we won't be here. 200 years from now, probably less than that, especially for me, 200 years from now, nobody's going to even know you existed. There'll be so many generations that have gone on through this life that they probably won't even know you existed. So focus yourself with this short life on what matters. And that is God. That is life after this short life on earth is over. And He is our Father, and we are His children. Also in verse 3, Jesus is our shepherd. He leads us through pastures, takes care of His sheep. In John chapter 10, verse 27, and 28, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." What a promise that is. If we make sure that we are following Christ, He's not going to allow anybody to snatch us away from Him. In Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 5, Psalm chapter 23, verses 1 through 5, this is a really good description of Jesus' activity as the Good Shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over." And he finishes up in verse 6 that with all of this and the realization of how He takes care of us, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." The Lord is good, and we should be thankful so much for that. In verse 5, "The Lord is good. We have a home in heaven waiting for us." The Lord is great. We receive answers to our prayers. We talked a bit about that this morning. The Lord hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. Whenever we have someone in life that we've been studying with that answers the calling to follow God, to follow Jesus Christ as Savior, the Lord is good. We should be thankful. Whenever we have a wonderful family, a faithful spouse, the Lord is good. He is our God. Whenever you have great parents or great kids or grandkids. The Lord is good. But you know, the Lord is always good. The Lord is always good if we lose our job, if we're sick, if we lose a loved one, which is part of life. When things aren't going our way, we have to understand the Lord is good. He doesn't change. And we should be thankful for that steadiness. He does not change. The Lord is good. So the Lord is good no matter what happens to you. He doesn't stop being good. He doesn't stop not being around because you're having issues. He's there, and you have that opportunity to go to him, talk to him about it. That's wonderful. That's exciting. So he continues working for all things as we go through our life. Also in verse 5, so the Lord's mercy is everlasting. So when it comes to God's mercy, his loving kindness has no limit. It's everlasting. We look at the things that God has done in our life so far, and we see his loving kindness at work in our life, and we should be thankful. Thankful that the Lord's mercy is everlasting. He provides guidance. He provides peace. Make sure we take that opportunity to talk with our Lord and let him be our guide. The Lord's truth does not fade. It doesn't change from generation to generation. As we've seen in the Old Testament with the Israelites, it seemed like every few generations, they would fall out of favor with the Lord. They would turn from God. They would be put in captivity for 30, 40 years or more. They would turn back to the Lord, and they would be brought out of that captivity. But he never changed. The Lord's truth didn't change just because their faith faltered. He's given us his promise. And it will be here for generations to come. That promise will never fail. Let's turn over to number 105, and let's all be ready to sing the song of invitation as I get ready to wrap this lesson up. So what I wanted to talk about today was just the fact that we need to be thankful for who we are, and that is Christians, followers of Christ. We have these blessings if we are followers of Christ. If we do his will, it may be that you haven't been following Christ, that you haven't been thankful for the things that you've had. So many people in this world today, so many people have so much more than we do physically. Spiritually, we all have the same thing. So those people that we look at in other countries that are serving God, that have nothing physically, are just as rich as we are with the gospel. So as we're thankful for the country we live in, for the things that we have, let's keep it in perspective as to what our goal is. See what we can do to help our fellow man. Many times we'll see somebody that is getting too close to a fire, or somebody that's sick, or somebody's off on the side of the road. We'll stop and we'll help that person. There are a lot of spiritually sick people out there. There are a lot of spiritually wayward folks that are going down the wrong path or on the side of the road and don't know what to do. We need to make sure that as we decide to share our wealth physically to help others, our time physically to help others, that we share our spiritual selves and we share the gospel, which is more of our focus as we travel through this world. The Lord is good. He alone is God. And He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our service. He is our Creator. He's our Father. He's our Shepherd as we go through life. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth endures every generation to come. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow nor turning. So let's go through our lives thanking the Father every day. Let's spend more time in thanks to Him for who He is and for what He's given us. And let's revalue what we do here in the United States with all the physical things that we have. And make sure that we're doing our part to show our love for our fellow Christians, to edify one another, to be here in attendance, to study, to be ready to give an answer. And let's show our love for our fellow non-Christians. They're the ones that need the gospel. We're the ones that have the gospel. We have this big plate of food sitting before us. They have none. Give it to them. If there's anything we can do for anyone at this time, please come forward as we stand and sing.